dominant. You know, we don't go around with that long of hair and wrinkled clothes or fringes or what was the wrong thing, the marble bags hanging down or something, you know, because a lot of them were, you know, had little bead work hanging here, and this one guy was carrying a knife, and, you know, the knee-high moccasins, and they just won't be accepted out here because of their appearance. You know, I realize that, and I realize the difference between urban and rural Indians. And I don't know. This is where I think they will really run into conflict unless they're able to straighten that out. Because if they come out here and want to get accepted, even here at the university, as liberal as we may think we are, we still will reject them because of their appearance. And I know darn well they'll be rejected out at Windrock. You know, I know that, and so they're going to have to change their appearance. You know, they're going to have to conform to the rest of the establishment or whatever they are, because if they're for Indians, they're going to have to do everything accordingly to whatever tribe it is. Because, like, the word Indian, you know, Indians are Indians, but, you know, somebody's a Navajo or a Pima or a Chippewa or whatever, you know. And this is, you see what I'm saying? You know, I know that because of their appearance, they won't be accepted out here, and I hope they're able to change. I don't know whether they will or not.
I think, like Veronica said, I think she feels she can work individually by herself. I mean, she can work better that way, you know.
Yeah.
Like she said that, I don't know how you said it, but, like, you could find yourself working, you could work better by yourself, you know, like most of us, we'd like to work together, I think, but we're both going in the same direction. So she'll make a difference. I think in a way we want her to perform with us to work in the same direction, but she's going in the same direction also, but she wants to work
in the same direction. It's a matter of technique, right?
Yeah.
It's like you have to do your homework before you go to class.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to do your homework back home before you can jump up there. You have to go to elementary school, high school before you get to college. You got to get your MA before you get your PhD.
Okay, I think we have to watch out for Alcatraz for this reason that, what if it gets into the wrong hands too? It can really
This is why you have to be aware of it.
Yeah, okay, I think that's one thing we should watch out for. So John, watch it out. And, like, you know, we in ourselves too, we can't, like, defeat our purpose here on the university or else it will be a flop, like this Indian studies system, so we get it all out. You know, the speaker that spoke to perhaps Saturday at St. Michael's was, he said, there's two kinds of Indians. I mean, there's two kinds of people. There's Indian people and people who wish they were Indian.
You know, I see what Veronica's getting at, because I said earlier that I was impressed by the small group of people that were very serious, and we wanted to stay a couple of days more. And then I thought, well, I'm going to go back, you know, screw school, screw everything, I'm going back. But that's wrong, because the same argument that Veronica was using, that if I want to do something for my tribe or whatever, I'm going to have to do it here, and I'm going to have to do it on the reservation. Alcatraz sounds good, but it's for them, it's theirs, it's urban Indian, San Francisco Bay Area thing. And what we do here is ours, and that's the whole thing about our Indian studies or Kiva Club or whatever, it's ours, it's uniquely ours, and it belongs to us, and if we want to make it good, we've got to do it, and we can't, I can use myself as an example, go run off, you know, and play that little Alcatraz game. I know they've got criticisms, but at the same time, I don't know how, somehow I make a relationship of what they're trying to do is their thing and what we're trying to do is our thing. And that's why I can't leave school. That's why I've got to get a degree and I've got to get out and, you know, work on the reservation or whatever I choose. But, you know, it's ours, what we do here, and it's uniquely ours, and we'll be different. What we get here on the university and what we get back home because of our individualism or whatever, and perpetuate our tribe or, you know.
But I think the idea behind this entire thing is what we can go on, you know, saying that we're unique, you know, that has no relevance to us, but don't know. I feel very strongly about expanding the concept. I mean, your concept of, you know, what affects you or the world you're going to exist in, you know, to a greater, well, enlarge it beyond certain boundaries, you know. And really, you know, if you don't do this, you're just kind of keeping your place, that's what I think. You know, I'm not, I don't advocate, you know, keeping the reservation as it is. But as long as the reservation exists in and exists, but once the reservation no longer exists, the inner no longer exists.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm very violent.
I see only one way, and that's my way, and that's going to be an Indian. It's going to be only one place where God put him in the first place, and that's with his land on the reservation.
God
didn't put him in. God didn't put him in. God didn't put him in VIA. So you're going to only get the kind of audience that already agrees with you anyway. So I don't know. I guess it would be good for reinforcing your belief, I suppose.
You don't think anybody else would come up there just out of, you know, a sheer interest?
Curiosity.
Maybe out of curiosity, yes. Curiosity per se. I don't know any other side effects it may have.
I think we're going to be close to his birthday. Traditional and yet it wants to take some things out of it. Yeah, you know, like this.
But it's funny than what the gender movement is, not this militancy or anything like that.
Hello, Irene.
They probably won't accept it until they really see it, like they're like, yeah, no,
You know, lots of, I see that, I know there's a tremendous gap between, you know, and transferring this information to them. You know, but that is fact. You know, face it and accept it and be willing to, let's say, work on the Indians here at the university or at the high school level. That's where, you know, where the need to be aware is very crucial, and you're going to have to, you know, and the Indians out on the reservation, you know, they're going to die off soon. That is also a fact, too. You know, so kind of more or less concentrate on what you can, you know, change.
But I think it's sort of like talk toward young people as far as kids maybe in high school or coming out of high school, because they would be the ones to sort of understand and accept it more than an older person,
yeah.
Because they're set in a way to be safe.
I think that's what we should transform the Kiva Club more into, you know, place
yeah.
where everybody can get
the thing
aware.
Is that
you know?
We
yeah.
should try to define what the Indian movement is really about first before we, because we all have our own definition.
Maybe have a speaker, you know, anybody
yeah.
in the club that knows anything about it, you know, just
yeah.
come here and talk.
This guy, I was telling the speaker that we hope to get on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, you know, like, I guess, well, anyway, he's doing research things, you know, South Dakota, and he has material on Indians that are from all over the country. And like, I guess the two Indians are really stronghold on this Navajo Indian, the Indian movement, you know, as a whole, and he really defines it, but not defines it, but tells just what it's doing and what it is. And,
you know, like the Indian movement, I'm sure it's attended to, well, it's a big general statement, you know, generalization, I guess, but the Indian movement, when you come right down to it, you know, you can divide it into as many definitions possible into each tribe, I guess, as to how they perceive the Indian movement. You come right down to the individual, you know, it's totally different, too. But I think just the fact that it does, you know, connotate different things is good.
I think the main idea is that it's sort of contemporary because
just like it says, it's a movement. Maybe you can't really define it like you can't define an Indian.
You can define anyone, I guess,
in a way. Not anyone, but the Indian, because, you know, is unique by the fact that he, you know, there are different tribes and, you know, and also, you know, like movement, for instance, you know, since there are so many tribes, you know, I'm sure you can come up with that.
I think that could be a specific one. Listen, I mean, the main thing is that we want to.
It's kind of like
a
feeling,
way,
you know, the same feeling you get when you are Indian. You know, you can't really define it.
Well, we could say every
English
Indian
language.
Wants to. You could say every Indian that is going in. Well, you could almost. I guess everyone wants to sort of advance, you know, and in the way they want to keep sort of going. Some of the old traditions and cultures and stuff like this, and yet they want to take on new things because they need it. You could say that's an idea because all Indians maybe, or, you know, some of them want that, you know.
You know, there's something that I heard thrown around, that the thing about, well, some friends I have don't drink and they happen to be Indian, and some other Indians will attack them on that level and they'll say, well, if you aren't going to come and drink with me, that means you're not an Indian. And the thing about Indians are non-competitive, they're passive, non-aggressive, is a bunch of bull. Because if you really, you think back about, like my folks back home, they're in their 70s, they're more aggressive, more competitive, more everything than I am. And, you know, like, where did this label come? You know, the Indians are drunk, Indians are non-competitive, Indians are...